531.
A porphyry was held last week at Te Papa to welcome a new staff, including Te Papa's new head of New Zealand and Pacific Histories and Cultures, Tongialelei, Dr. Safua Akeli Ama'ama. Tongialelei was formerly the director of the Centre for Samoan Studies at the National University of Samoa. She has a PhD in history from the University of Queensland, and her research interests include gender, cultural heritage, health, governance, and migration. Tongialelei joins us now on Pacific Breakfast for more. Maalosui fuala wa fionga, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Talofa lava maa, maori ki orana, maaloelelei, talofa nisa pula vinaka, whakalofa lahi atu, maalo ni noa ia to all our listeners out there.
Firstly, Tongialelei, thank you again for your time this morning. Tell us more about your new role and what that will entail.
The new role is a very significant moment in the history of the museum. The museum is a meeting space, and so there are three key values that Te Papa has: whanaungatanga, teamwork, manakitanga, respect, and ahuatanga, creativity. So my role is really to lead a team of curators and working across collections digitally and physically.
How did the role come about, Tongialelei? Because this is, you know, as you say, it's such a great achievement and a very important role as well at Te Papa.
Well, the role has been there before, Ma'a, and it's really quite a strategic role in terms of the leadership, looking across different disciplines and working across different sectors. So this opportunity presents itself in a very important way as we look at the role of New Zealand and Pacific cultures, not only here in New Zealand, but also out in the region, which is very important.
Your goals for your tenure as the new head of New Zealand and Pacific Histories and Cultures at Te Papa, Tongialelei?
Yes, so my goal is to ensure that we work collaboratively with communities, ensure that communities can access collections, treasures that are held at Te Papa, and feel connected to these histories, and also be part of the community debates in general, that there is, protocol around how we care for collections, what do we collect, why do we collect certain objects. So looking at what is shaping the nation and how we are able to acquire those important pieces for research and exhibition and educational purposes.
Tongialelei, can you talk to me about, when you say collections, if we're saying like a number and the sort of, maybe countries or regions that it covers, being the Pacific, how big are we, are we looking at? What's the sort of number? Are we looking at like thousands of items within, different collections?
Yes, we are. The museum was established in 1865. And so we have specimens across the different sections. So we might have plants, we might have animals, we'll also have, carver bowls, we'll have all sorts of tapa cloth. So we're looking at thousands of objects that tell different histories of how New Zealand and its relationship with the region has evolved.
Tongialelei, off the top of your head, what is the oldest specimen or item that you know of in the collections that you're now in charge of?
Yeah, so we know about the Lapita, so we do have samples in the collection. And when we bring our tours in the back of house, it's always very special for some of our students and the public to actually see some of these treasures that we often only read about in the books. And also it's very special because some of these treasured items have never been seen before. So I've seen people cry because they've actually seen these things for the first time, you know, and it means a lot. It's very significant for our communities.
Of course, very special, and for yourself, Tongyalele, with the, you know, the level of responsibility that you now hold, what does this new role mean to you?
Personally, it's very significant for myself and my family, and I know that I carry a lot of expectations in terms of how we look after these treasures, and I think that's something that is always at the forefront. Thinking through, you know, best practice, how we engage the communities and how we can allow for conversations, you know, to take place in this meeting place of Te Papa.
Can you tell us a little bit about your previous work, please, Tongyalele?
Previously, I was director of the Centre for Samoan Studies, and I oversaw 16 colleagues and volunteers. We did have a very broad mandate to look at anything and everything to do with Samoa. So that was a very, very foundational time for me in terms of engagement with communities in the village. So for me, the most important relationship was with the villages, because that was where we were able to do our research and to also have that dialogue about what was important for them. And how we might be able to help.
Where did it all start for you in terms of your interest in culture, history, anthropology? Where did it all start, Tongyalele?
I think it started when I was around 12 years old, and I'd asked the teacher at the time, you know, where did Pacific peoples come from? And she said, Sephora, that something was still trying to work out. There's a lot of research needed in that area. And that really stayed with me. And I thought, well, perhaps there could be a contribution that I could give in how we understand ourselves and the world around us.
And I'm going to ask a question. There are many theories that have been bandied about around the origin of our Pacific Polynesian peoples. Is there any particular, you know, that you subscribe to, or you know, from your, you know, research over the years?
I think if we look at the strongest evidence at the moment, Ma'a, which now includes DNA analysis, it's looking like Asia was the way our ancestors have come. So yeah, just being able to look at how those questions have been answered over time, you know, look forward to more research and how we might be able to understand how our cultures have evolved and settlement patterns and so forth.
When you look back over your time in this particular field of research, and something obviously that you're very passionate about, Tongyalele, is there any particular historical event or something that, you know, really, you know, is very dear to you in terms of, you know, our Pacific region?
Yeah, I just think it's a complex region, Ma'a. We really have a lot to learn and explore in this region. And, you know, coming through different waves of, you know, colonial regimes, and also different waves of beliefs that have come into the region. I think the time of independence is very important for us, and how we view ourselves and how we view ourselves in relation to those around us. So those spaces are very important for us to think about in terms of land tenure, resources, and also culture, because you can take culture with you, but we also know cultures change and evolve. So that's something that I'm very interested in as my family and I move back here to Aotearoa.
And the importance for our listeners this morning, and maybe especially our younger generation, the importance of, you know, going to spaces like Te Papa, you know, the museum in Auckland, etc., and, you know, having something physical or tangible representing, you know, our past histories, and the importance of, you know, going to those spaces and enjoying these, you know, these items of historical significance while we still have them available.
That's right, Ma'a. We really want people to feel that they can come to Te Papa, have access to these collections, study these collections, engage with them. But also we feel it's important for Te Papa to go out to communities, to share what we have, and to engage, you know, in that process of learning. And we can all be part of that. And I think it will help inform the work that we're trying to build here at Te Papa.
Some of the upcoming projects, initiatives at Te Papa for New Zealand and Pacific histories and cultures, Tongi Alele.
Yes, we're looking at renewing some of the exhibitions. So we'll be working across our curatorial sections. And that's something we're really looking forward to. So working with Mātauranga Māori, for example, and how we build up exhibitions. What are the narratives that we feel are important to talk about? And also, what are the narratives that maybe have been hidden for some time and we want to bring those to light?
Well, a very big thank you, Lawafionga Tongi Alele, Dr. Safua Akeli Amaama, the new head of New Zealand and Pacific Histories and Cultures at Te Papa in Wellington. We've been so blessed this morning by your company, and wishing you and the team all the very best for the incredible ongoing work in Tau Tua Tongi Alele. Whaftai tele lava, ia manuia lava lawas. Thank you.
Whaftai lava maa tauil ili, manuia lava fufuanga nea. So
if we eat off your...
That's what. It is 27 minutes past 7. Oi, oi, Malia, DJ Holdups, 5:31 PR, Pacific People Together.